counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
181. We're almost 200, Brian. We're almost 200 episodes old.
In a couple months.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
What are we going to do for our 200th birthday?
I feel like you've made multiple promises at this point in time. but I don't remember.
In reality, all it'll be is that we'll do the show and then maybe we'll go out for a drink to celebrate.
We'll pop some champagne in here and then we'll lose our radio program.
Well, I mean, who are you going to tell? I'm not going to tell anybody. Station manager
just
right
told
here
a bunch
with
of
me.
People.
If you're just tuning in, we're about to kick off the countdown. Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we do this every week, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. What will you find if you go to that website? Well, Brian's going to tell you.
You should go and check it out. It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every single week by the National Campus Community Radio Association out of Ottawa in this fine country of Canada. You'll find the entire national top 50 there every single week, and we'll bring you selections from the top 20 and a lot more on top of that. You'll find over 30 Canadian Campus Community Radio stations' top 30 charts, which goes into the national chart. And this week, there are 31 stations charting there, so we're back into the full force of community radio in 2016. Lots of genre charts on there as well. Electronic, hip hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. New reviews, interviews, and so very much more. So be sure to go and check it out.
You always add a little flair to what you're saying. This fine country, which ranked number 2 in the preliminary polls of best countries in the world, only below Germany.
According to one random association.
Hey, I'll take it. You are listening to a nationally syndicated radio program from the second best country in the world. You can find us online, facebook.com/earshot20. It's our home on Facebook, and also our contest central when we have contests that we're running in conjunction with when we partner on festivals and things. You can also find us on Twitter. It's at earshot20 is our handle, and earshot20@gmail.com is our email. All great ways to reach out and connect. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you, and we'll do it in the form of playing something from your latest release and also give you an interview. We thought we had some features that would fit in with that form, but actually those who reached out to us bumped onto the charts.
Yeah,
it just so happened.
There was one of them I thought would make it onto the charts for sure, but the other one I was like, oh, that's surprising.
What a coincidence.
Good for them, and that's cool.
Yeah. So we've got three great interviews lined up for you today, and we'll talk about those a little later on. Plus, Steven's back on the program. We've got your top 20. Brian's got your lowdown. We're back into the swing of things. And 31 charts now. I remember back when we talked to Magnus when we did the top 20 of 2015, or top 20. Why did I want to say 50? The top 20 of 2015. And Magnus said that, you know, typically between 30, 35 stations report every week to help make the charts. And so big shout out to all the reporting stations who submitted their charts this week to help make the national top 50, which apparently has a lot more math and a lot less magic than we ever thought it did. So
yeah, when we're about to hear basically half of our chart this week is albums that were not on the charts last week. So lots of great new stuff to bring you. We're going to have a debut within our top 20 this week. There's going to be 6 records that you haven't heard before on the radio show, and there's going to be a couple of returning records that you haven't heard on the show since late 2015. So yeah, you're going to hear from 20 different bands, and 9 of them we haven't heard the week before. So lots of great new and new to us, new to you perhaps, music.
That all sounds fun. Let's do it. Kick it off. Number 20.
All right. Ty Segall has a new compilation record that came out in late 2015. It's called Ty Rex. It's at number 20. It was at number 27 last week. Re-entering the top 50 at number 19, it's Technical Kidman, Something Stranger Coming on the Horizon. And we're going to hear Without Fear. We're then going to hear from Rooms 18 up from number 25. It Takes a Lot to Show Up. We're going to hear a track called Getting Closer. So for the very first set of the show this week, three albums that we haven't heard from before. Kick it all off right now with Ty Segall, Woodland Rock.
Everyone cares. Now everyone matters. to the Earshot 20. Number 18.
Getting Closer by Rooms at number 18. Up from number 25 is It Takes a Lot to Show Up. Technical Kidman in before that, Something Stranger Coming on the Horizon at number 19 with a track called Without Fear. And we started off this week with Woodland Rock, a new one from Ty Siegel at number 20. Up from number 27, it was Ty Rex.
We'll get back to the charts in a few minutes, but taking a break now to catch up with Trevor Grauman of Autumn Still. The Winnipeg-based pop punk group released their debut full-length album back in December, and over the holidays, it charted with us at number 11. The album is called When It Was, and Trevor is here to talk about it. Trevor, first, let me say congrats on the release of your first full-length.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
This being your first full-length release, did you spend a lot of time polishing and working on what would become the final product?
You might say that, yeah. The songs themselves, you know, they go back to basically, some of them at least, go back as far as the band's formation. You know, so some of these tunes we've been playing for, you know, over a year by the time we actually got around to the record. And we spent basically the whole summer recording. We spent the spring kind of doing some pre-production, and then the recording proper happened in summertime. Our drummer Roger happens to be a fantastic music production engineer, and so we actually did it in the jam space, the band jam space, and so we had the luxury of taking sort of as much time as we wanted to, but while keeping a rein on it as well, making sure we didn't go beyond the fall with recording. And so yeah, we took about 3 months probably for the recording and sort of polishing process, which is a decent length of time considering the fact that the songs weren't brand new for the most part, although some of them were, but for the most part they were not.
And what's it been like at home for you guys playing shows and releasing this album?
It's been great. I mean, Winnipeg is a very supportive, very multifaceted music scene. And so since our first EP came out last year in December 2014, we've gotten a lot of really great local response, and this album was sort of even getting even more of that, you know, because people sort of latched on to one of the tracks, The Accused, fairly early on. And so it's been great. You know, we've been playing a lot locally and just making sure to keep up our name, and yeah.
And is there any influence from Winnipeg that came into creating this album, maybe within the songs or the theme, overall theme of the album?
Yeah, I think so. Myself and Bethany, we are the two main songwriters, and we always kind of have to admit that, you know, that Winnipeg is a huge part of our songwriting process. We've both grown up here, you know, lived here for most of our lives. And, you know, with Winnipeg, I think it's just such a distinctive physical space. I think it's impossible for it not to kind of bleed into your songwriting sometimes, you know. And also in a more concrete sense, Beth and I are friends from way back. And so the title, When It Was, is actually somewhat literal in some ways.
Now that you've released your debut album, are there plans for a tour at some point?
Yeah, we've already gone eastward to Ontario and Quebec in the last year or so, and the plan in the new year is to go out west to check out the other part of Canada, where we've gotten a great response already on the album. And yeah, so that's going to be happening in the springtime, most likely.
Autumnstill.com on the web. Don't be surprised to see more from these guys in the future. Trevor, keep up the great work, and we look forward to what's next for the band.
Thank you.
Here's Autumn Still right now off the album When It Was, a song called Played That Way. You're number 17 this week on the Earshot 20.
You're signing up, yeah. Yeah, you said you're signing up again. To get played that way. To get played that way. Seems like I've said you're signing up again. Yeah, you said you're signing up again. To get played that way. To get played that way. To get played that way.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Please let dance music start after we have time to get messed up. And if you let it, the tears will still come. I'm tired of melodies like these, with no lesson to teach. Supply me with the tools, all the tools and all I need. For melodies like these, nobody needs.
Club Music by We Are The City at number 16. Down for number 8 is their newest album, Above Club. And we heard Autumn Still, When It Was, at number 17. From number 23, we heard the track Played That Way.
All right, more of the charts will be coming along after we head to the phone lines to chat with Stephen Karlick, our music newsman. He brings it to us every week, and it's hot off the press from exclaim.ca. Stephen, welcome back to the program again this week.
Hello.
It's always good to have you, of course. Say that every week, and it's good to keep up with what's in the news. This first story we're going to start with, not a good news story, but we're going to start with it nonetheless. It's about Dirty Projectors' Amber Kaufman has a pretty heavy allegation that now is also a lot of other artists are coming out and saying that this has happened to them as well.
Yeah, this was kind of the bombshell news on Tuesday. That's January 19th. So Dirty Projectors' guitarist and vocalist Amber Kaufman went on Twitter to accuse music publicist Heathcliff Beru. He works for a PR company called Life or Death, their PR and management, accused him of sexually harassing her in the past. The tweets alleged that the publicist had fondled Kaufman at a bar. You can see that series of tweets online. Apparently he, quote, rubbed my ass and bit my hair at a bar a couple of years ago, end quote. Apparently they'd just met. She sort of went on, told the whole story across a series of tweets. By the time, I guess, this is late into the night when I say early morning. By the next morning, a lot of other people in the music industry had come out to support her, to sort of give some weight to the allegations. Beth Martinez, a publicist for Danger Village, also said that Brew had allegedly put his hands down her shirt. Bethany Cosentino, singer of Best Coast, came out and supported Amber Kaufman, saying that, quote, Heathcliff Beru is a scumbag and I'm glad someone finally spoke up. A number of other sort of artists and people in the industry, including a number of other PR people, a number of musicians as well, all came out with some more allegations against Beru. This, of course, led to a number of Life or Death PR's artists saying that they would no longer work with the company, including Waves, who is, of course, long-term friends with Bethany of Best Coast. Sadie Dupuis from Speedy Ortiz came out and said that she would be talking with Life or Death about the possibility of continuing on the band Dive, also leaving the PR firm. By the end of the day, after all these allegations had come out, Twitter was sort of alive with new allegations, with new stories, all sorts of bands quitting Life or Death. Heathcliff Beru did step down as the CEO of the company. Life or Death themselves issued an apology and an acknowledgement that Heathcliff Beru does not represent the company, that his behavior was reprehensible. You can, of course, see all the tweets, all the apologies, the entire story from front to back at exclaim.ca. There's a lot to dive into. I mean, the positive to take out of it is that, you know, people are talking about this sort of thing. Women and other people in the music industry are showing support for people who come out with stories of abuse, and sort of, I guess, that's the positive to take out of this, that there is conversation happening. Someone tweeted something to the effect of, very proud to be part of the first generation talking about these things that have been happening forever. So if there is a silver lining to this cloud, that's the one. But quite a story either way.
Truly unfortunate that it's happened, but it's good that a light is being shone on it, and hopefully it's dealt with in an appropriate manner in which it should be.
Totally. And Amber Kaufman herself sort of gave some follow-up tweets that suggested that this was all surprising and a good thing in the end. So yeah, on to better things, hopefully.
All right, well, we'll kick it over to our next news story, which is some news about the late David Bowie and a collaboration that he turned down.
Yeah, this is a great one. Bowie, of course, was no stranger to collaboration in his many decades as an artist. But it was his good taste, apparently, that saw him turn down a collaboration with Radio Rock Softies Coldplay. In a new interview with NME, the band Will Champion, their drummer, said that they took a loss when they reached out to David Bowie for a collaboration. The band wrote a song with Bowie in mind and were hoping to get him on a vocal track. Singer Chris Martin wrote a letter to Bowie requesting his participation, and Bowie responded with, and I quote, "It's not a very good song, is it?" And so, of course, Will Champion said in the interview, he was very discerning. He wouldn't just put his name to anything. I'll give him credit for that. So there's Bowie's take on Coldplay. It's not a very good song, is it?
At least he's honest. That's kind of funny, though. Just, you know, one line. That's all he needs. It is the great David Bowie. I mean, that's all he really needs to say.
The rhetorical "is it" is my favorite part. Yeah. Very British and very like, oh, do you need to ask at the end?
too good. Well, you know, that was Coldplay. Maybe they should have offered up a better song, I guess.
That's the only advice to give.
Yeah. All right. We've got one more story to get to before we get back to the charts in this hour of the program. And this is some pretty solid and big news for Sled Island, which is a great music festival.
Yeah, lots of people in Alberta and around there probably looking very much forward to Sled Island this year. Now it's been announced that the 2016 edition will be curated in its 10th edition by none other than artist Peaches, aka Meryl Beth Nisker. Of course, every year the festival finds somebody else to curate it. This year is no different. As a press release puts it, the guest curator means she'll, quote, set the direction and tone of the festival through specialized programming choices. She'll, of course, also be in attendance, meaning she'll perform as well. She will headline Flames Central on June 25th. In previous years, Sled Island's guest curators have included Godspeed You Black Emperor, Kathleen Hanna, John Dwyer, Tim Hecker, Andrew WK, and many more. This year's festival will run from June 22nd through 26th, and the first batch of artists will be announced on February 9th. So lots to look forward to there.
Do you find festivals like this have, when they have curators, the style of music that the artist itself does kind of has a little bit of a influence in terms of what you see overall with the festival?
Yeah, for sure. And I think the exciting thing is, you know, come summertime, all the big festivals, your Pembertons, your Way Homes, that sort of thing, they all tend to have similar sorts of lineups. When you get someone guest curating, you really have their taste come out in it. And it's sort of like, it's a very different thing for a festival promoter to ask a band to play and an artist to ask another artist that they love and respect to play. And so you end up getting sort of bands that wouldn't have come out otherwise, artists that, you know, out of mutual respect, they come out and play. And so that's an exciting thing. And I think Peaches definitely has interesting and forward-looking taste. So it'll be interesting to see who she picks.
Well, and listeners, this week we'll get a taste of Peaches at number 10. So that'll be at the top of the next hour. So if you're wondering what type of music Peaches puts out and what type of music might have an influence in who they get, that you'll have an opportunity to do that. Right now, we're going to get back to the charts, and Stephen, we're going to get you to hang on the line as we always do. We'll be back with you in the second hour of the program. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Soup Cans at number 15, up for number 20 this week. You're going to hear the title track from their new album, Soft Party.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
Dumped again, and I'm feeling it, you're not saying it. Not gonna drag it out of you. Cause why would I do that? What would we been through? It's looking like, well, I was gone. Your little spite worked its way into your shoe. Now it's in mine too, and I'm feeling it. Here again, I've been trying to remember when it started to fall down. The fruit rotting on the vine, it ends up on the ground. You got so many reasons to hide behind. Now you're losing your mind, but you'll be fine. See what we have spilled, it's sinking in the sand. All I was down with what we have killed. There's nothing more that I could say to keep you near. There's something in the way.
It's the Earshot 20.
While I Was Gone by Luther Wright and The Wrongs, debuting at number 14. This is latest self-released album, Hearts and Lonely Hunters. Before that, The Soup Cans from Telephone Explosion. Their newest album is called South Party. We heard the title track in there, and that record is at number 15, up from number 20.
Counting down the national top 20 of the national top 50 from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio. Almost complete the first 10 of the top 20. Brian, before we continue, I don't know, I assume you will recall this because you have a better memory than I do, but I've recalled this just giving my beard a stroke, because we talked about back at the beginning of the year. I'm pretty sure it was when we were doing the top 107.3 for
this year, like 2 weeks ago.
Yes. that there was still some questions as to whether or not the facial hair was going to stick, because I just had it growing over the holidays. Yes, we did. And it was like, I wasn't sure if I was going to keep it, but I did. And what do you think?
You're a big hypocrite.
Why?
Because anytime I ever let my facial hair grow out longer than like 7 days, you give me flack.
Okay, but where it is right now is okay. But yours gets weird.
No, if it's been this long, normally you give me flack.
But. Really? Well, I apologize, because I feel liberated having a beard and facial hair. Anyway, so there you go. I'm still sporting the beard. If you want a picture of it, send us a message on Facebook. I'll send you one.
Stop it.
All right, let's continue. We've got three more albums to get to before we round out this hour of the program. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
It is our old friends Dilly Dally in at number 13, up from number 15. Their latest album is called Soar. Here is Get to You.
Didn't say I won't.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
I can't wait to see you. face again. I can't wait to see you. DDI, long in California, came out here to disappear and disconnect the dots. Nickels on the dime, high all the time. It's a game, I can't wait to see you. It's a game, I can't wait to see you. I've never been so alone till I read that the Minutemen were dead. I've never been so alone till I read that the Minutemen were dead. I've never been so alone till I read that the Minutemen were dead. I've never been so alone until I was today. DDI just heard the latest from Tall John. Couldn't turn the sun around by ticking down the clock. There's nothing I could do, gone before I knew. It's a game, I can't wait to see you. It's a game, I can't wait to see you. It's a game.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was It's a Game by Elvi at number 11, up from number 22 back into the program with Return to the Moon. Before that, dropping just one spot this week at number 12, it was Young Galaxy from the album False Work. You heard Factory Flaws. And we kicked off that set with Dilly Dally, Get to You from the album Soar, up from number 15 to number 13.
Well, there you have it. The first 10 of the top 20 for our second show of 2016. And of course, as we continue to move forward through the year, we'll obviously see some new music and lots of festivals will be coming up as well. We had a great partnership with Shivering Songs, which if you're listening to this program live Friday, January 22nd, as it airs in St. John for the first time, you will still have an opportunity to head up to Fredericton, check out some of the shows. But if you miss it this year, and you should go over to shiveringsongs.com, check out the lineup. You'll definitely want to catch it next year. Lots of great stuff, and Brian taking in some of that as well over the course of the weekend. So check that out for sure. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio, and we do this every week, counting down the charts, and we do it out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. The show airs broadcast first on Local FM, Fridays 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for carrying the program. You can also find us on radioforall.net, and you can podcast the show through iTunes. When we return, the top 10, more interviews, the lowdown, more of the charts. It's going to happen, isn't it?
It is. This is going to happen.
Okay, here we go. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.